Hey, Brian Kilmeade here with a listening tip for you, so listen up. If you missed the Brian Kilmeade Show or any other of your Fox News favorites, don't worry. You can stream previously aired shows with Rewind, available exclusively on the free Odyssey app. Busy work days don't mean you have to miss out on the news. Listen to your Fox shows on your time with Odyssey. To get started, just download the free Odyssey app and search for Fox News Radio. That's AUDACY.
This episode is brought to you by Fox One. Watch all 104 matches of the FIFA World Cup live in 4K for just $19.99 a month with 3 days free. Build your own multi-view, choose up to three streams, and follow player spotlights. Stay on top of every moment with live stats, highlights, and instant replays. The FIFA World Cup, streaming live on Fox One. Offers are subject to change. See fox.com for complete terms and conditions.
I firmly believe that we're up against fascism. I firmly believe that we are up against entrenched corporate interests and an oligarchy that is not going to give this up lightly. We're going to have to fight them for it, and it's going to require all of us pitching in.
Right. Well, how motivational. Graham Platner, what a great leader he is when he's not on Tinder or a kick. It's unbelievable what's come out. We have New York Post with an exclusive story today. Woman came out, says, we bonded. I know he was engaged, but we bonded over the fact that we had the same political beliefs. Okay, it's interesting. And then we found out that he also bragged about his Nazi tattoo, and they said part of a killing machine over in Iraq. So he says he and his unit, he said to another woman, he and his unit all have the same Nazi tattoo. So that's wrong. So we know that he's a fake oysterman, makes $5,000 a year, either Maine's out of oysters, or he's terrible at it, or he's not trying at it. People just are trying to make excuses for him. The worst is James Carville. Listen to this. Well, oh, by the way, who covered up for Bill Clinton for years. Cut 27.
But I think Platner might be just his ideas and the things that his courage and also his imperfections are imperfections that we can all identify with.
And also I think there's forgiveness.
Identify with? Please. I mean, you still said he goes, I fight for regular guys. Please, for on behalf of regular guys everywhere, don't put yourself in their category. Other people meant not making excuses. Senator John Fetterman, he's going to town with this. And keep in mind, he calls him P. Hustle because that's the word, that's the handle he uses on his dating sites. Cut 29.
I mean, make a deal. You know, I'll tell P. Hustle, I'll wear a suit every day. If he releases all those texts and messages that he's had for the dozen women, you know, and you can prove America what you really, what's these conversation, you know, can P. Hustle prove how old these people are? Who was he really talking? You know, were they underage? You know, what were these conversations doing that? And why would you do that as a married guy?
Right. So Senator John Fetterman, who calls him Pete Hustle because that's what he uses on his dating sites, he'd like to know, just tell me exactly who you're going interacting with. Find out how old they are, because most of the people on that kick site are teens. And if you are, in fact, not dealing with somebody underage, and if you provide all those people that you're interacting with, he will wear a suit every day. Would Adam Hunter ever put his reputation on the line like that? And would he use the pseudonym of Pete Hustle to describe Graham Platner? We'll find out. Adam Hunter, outstanding comedian, writer, and also performer for With the Gutfeld Show. We're in your town, and you came to see us. Adam, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
How do you refer to Graham Platner? Do you call him P. Hustle, or do you call him future senator? Do you call him icon?
I don't know. I mean,
role model?
I mean, I think ever since Fetterman, like, got the brain damage, he's just been right on the money.
I know.
Like, you almost kind of wish all the Congress people would go through whatever he is. But, I mean, this dude, Platner, I can't believe he's their best choice. Like, out of all of Maine, this is the guy. I mean, they should have, like, figured it out right away when he was, like, posting things on Reddit, which was, like, do black people tip? Like, remember? That was the first flag, which, by the way, I went to high school in Maine. There are no black people in Maine.
Right.
So he wouldn't even know. Like that makes that was number. That was number. That was number. There's like 2.7%
right.
people. But that was number one. And then with the Nazi tattoo,
right.
which he didn't know. Then it was just he was calling girls slashes, gash
yeah.
wounds.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah. And I mean, some of the pickup lines he was using allegedly were like, hey, you know, I want to invade you just like, you know, Poland. And then he was like, why don't you come over and let's play Duck Duck Goose Step? You know, he had all these, like, I'm Fetterman, you know, right? This guy can't be the number one guy for them.
What's amazing is, and we're going to talk about this on One Nation on Sunday, is that they really didn't even Google him. So if Adam Hunter wanted to run for office, Adam, you know, the first thing you would probably say is, check me out thoroughly. I want to get all the opposition research out because I don't need to destroy my family in running. So you would think that this guy wanted the offers before he jumped in. But they go and find him. It's a fake oyster man who says he's a working class guy whose dad was rich and he went to a prep school. It cost $70,000. So there's nothing authentic about him. And then the people that screened him, I mean, do they ever work again, period?
No, I mean, you look at those people, it's like a testosterone ad, or like, it's basically, I've never seen more estrogen. These people make Tim Walz look like Chuck Norris.
Right.
It's just...
The late
Chuck Norris, yeah, rest in peace. And then when I was on Last Comic Standing, and I was in the finals, they knew every parking ticket I got. They knew every speeding ticket.
Right.
Like, I mean, they really do it. When you go on a reality show, Survivor or Big Brother, they find things out. I mean, how do they not know any of this stuff? I mean, he was blasting Purple Heart people, saying horrible things about them. We're not even talking about the fact that he's like a communist. You know, that his policies are terrible.
See, I have a theory. Do you realize, in terms of, let's say he gets past the personal faux pas, you know, Donald Trump didn't have a perfect past, Bill Clinton doesn't have a perfect present. I mean, he had huge problems. But let's say we get past that. The scary thing is, he's not a center-left guy. No. He is Elizabeth Warren. He is Mayor Mamdani. You know, he is AOC.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. Is this almost a distraction? You look at him, the Reddit stuff is like the good news about him.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I can't believe, because Maine, I grew up, I went to high school in Maine. I went to a place called the Hyde School in Maine. And it is hardworking people.
Oh, yeah.
It is blue-collar people.
There's not a lot of people, right?
Not a lot of
open land, yeah.
It's freezing, but it is beautiful. It's a beautiful place. And the fact that they have this guy, I just think that they can't cut their losses. Sometimes you just got to cut your loss and be like, this is not the guy, and run anybody else.
Right.
This can't be the number one guy.
I want you to hear more from Senator Fetterman. He was on just talking about this, who he is. Cut 30.
How would a Democrat describe Pete Hustle if that was a Republican? And the terms that they would use, that would be true. That's exactly who he is. Now, you don't have to actually insult Pete Hustle. You know, he has already defiled his own character and behavior. And, you know, he hasn't, it's not about redemption. This is a guy that's pleading after he got caught and lying. He lies about everything. He was in D.C. last week. And he lied to, you know, the people here in our caucus, like, oh, no, there won't be any more scandals. And then of course, there is. And there, you know, he likes to rough up his ex-girlfriend. So now there will be more shoes dropping.
So, I mean, it's going to be tough for them to go against Paxson, who's got huge problems, too. I don't know why. The people in Texas get all angry, but John Cornyn's a classy guy. You disagree with him on a couple of things. He raised like $400 million for the senators, and they go, oh, got to go with Ken Paxson, who's going to be on trial. His wife's like taking him to court. This is going to be a public hearing. I mean, this is not going to be good.
No, I mean, look, it's not like, look, the guy in Colorado is pretty bad too, though. The Republican who seems to be lying about killing people at 7 years old. You know that guy?
No, I didn't even know this guy.
There's a guy in Colorado who's like the number one guy for the Republicans who they're just blasting about. They just keep catching him in all these kind of lies. It's almost like everyone's focused on who the worst person is. You know, like they have their guy, and then now that we have this guy. But yeah, I mean, I heard at Plattner's victory party, he was sending everyone who vote for him free penis pictures.
Right.
So that's
great.
Yeah. He was sending them all that, which was nice. And then like we talked on Gutfeld, he said any guy that like came in. Whatever, he would just, he would rape them, but not in a gay way.
Which, by the way, you're quoting.
Yeah, I'm quoting.
Yeah.
I don't even understand that.
Right.
And then now his ex said that he had a really small, you know.
Don't know what you mean.
Yeah. He was very small down there. She could almost not see it.
Really?
So that, yeah, it's just Nazi.
That's the only thing he denies.
That's the only thing.
Yeah, the Nazi tattoo. Oh, yeah, it's a Nazi tattoo, but let me just tell you.
Yeah, now, I mean, it's just, and then even like the whole thing with like, I don't understand where the whole Me Too movement, I guess if your state starts with M-E, Me Too doesn't work.
Hey, really? Yeah.
because like, how are they just letting this guy get away with it? Even the woman on the New York Times last night, night. She said, oh, well, you know, with as far as these women, it's a little different than other right. Me Too things. You know, it's just one allegation.
Right.
Like, I thought it was believe all women.
Right.
Now it's just one. Oh, it's only one.
He would grab them, be rough with them, and then lock them in rooms.
Yeah.
Okay, it happens.
While filing his axe.
Yeah.
Who has an axe that they're filing all day while a woman's... I mean, this is like a Stephen King...
Well, the funniest thing, Adam, I don't know if you got this. There's so many anecdotes. He said, look... I didn't know it was a Nazi tattoo. My brother married a Jewish woman. I never would have taken my shirt off at his wedding if I knew it was a Nazi tattoo. It would have been so insulting. Now, let's break that sentence down a little bit. When's the last time you were at a wedding? This is, be honest. And when did you take your shirt off?
Never.
Have you met somebody that took their shirt off at a wedding?
I didn't take my shirt off after my wedding. like that
right.
Night, I didn't take my shirt off.
Yeah, you don't want to ruin the night.
No, I think I fell asleep. I mean, he's just, it's all bad. It's just so funny that this is the number one guy.
Right.
Like, I mean, that woman who, dropped out like 2 weeks ago that he was.
The governor.
The governor.
She's 78 years old.
Mills. Right?
Yes.
She has to be kicking herself. Like, why didn't I just wait?
Right.
Why did I wait for like.
Well, this guy's got, this is the sad part. And this is why the next chapter could be written. Now, Susan Collins, whatever you think of her, she's center right, and she's a classy woman. I don't picture ever cursing at all, let alone Nazi tattoos, and has a dark side. It would be stunning. But, you know, she always seems to find a way. But the money, the more allegations come out, the more money pours in. And Bernie Sanders, all these people have not backed off. I couldn't believe, I mean, I just played James Carville before you walked in, so I won't play it again. But James Carville says, I think people like, he's just like a normal guy. People relate to him. Excuse me. Don't think so. There's some others, like Ro Khanna actually appeared with him last Friday night. So they think that this guy is going to be good. He's going to be good for everybody.
No, they're not looking at bigger picture.
Yeah.
The bigger picture is anytime they call anyone a Nazi now, or anyone they call anyone a racist, or it's like you're going to, oh, really?
Right. Here's Sonny Hostin of The View. Cut 28.
I don't think Republicans at this point can ask us to take the moral high ground.
There you go.
That is over at this point.
That's right.
That is over. It's time for Democrats to stop that nonsense, put emotions on the side. Let's be strategic. Let's get some power.
All right, we're going to take a timeout. So don't worry about it. He's going to run. So he's going to stay in, and I think these revelations are going to come fast and furious. Why? That kick site. The more people tell me about the kick site, it's like two-thirds are teenagers. So, I mean, come on. If you link him with a teenager.
The pictures haven't even come out yet.
Right.
They haven't even, like, the 12 women that he was texting, they haven't even. And then Time puts him on the cover. Like, Time magazine puts this guy on the cover. Like who do they not put? OJ?
I know who's runner up. All right, so when we come back, I don't know if you heard, Adam. I know you live in California now, but the Knicks, biggest comeback in NBA history. I want to talk a little bit about that and also get your take on what else is going on in the world. And what would you be? Do you think you should take over negotiations with the Iranians? And lastly, one of the people most upset by the cancellation of the White House Correspondents' Dinner because of the would-be assassin is Adam Hunter.
Yes.
You'll find out why when we come back.
Nearly home. Isn't home where we all want to be? Reba here for Realtor.com, the pro's number one most trusted app. Finding a home is like dating. You're not just looking for a place to live. You're searching for the one. That's where Realtor.com comes in. Like any good matchmaker, they know exactly where to look. With over 500,000 new real listings straight from the pros every month, you could find your perfect match today. Ranch style with a pool, barn dominium with an in-law suite, Realtor.com's got them. Modern craftsman with a big yard and a treehouse out back, Realtor.com will have you saying, yep, that's the one. No more swiping. It's time to start finding. Download the Realtor.com app today, because you're nearly home. Make it real with Realtor.com.
Pros number one most trusted app based on August 2024 proprietary survey. Over 500,000 new listings every month based on average new for sale and rental listings, February 2024 through January 2025.
Hi, everyone. It's Brian Kilmeade here. Are you tired of those uncomfortable dress shirts, especially when they bunch up under a sweater? If so, then you must check out Collars & Co., makers of the Dress Collar Polo. Listen up. These shirts are four-way stretch, buttery soft polos with firm dress collars on them, so they give you the dress shirt look, but extremely comfortable. comfortable polo feel. You can wear them with anything, under a sweater, with a blazer, or by themselves as an elevated polo. They work for any occasion. These polos are perfect, whether it's in the office, on a golf course, or a night out. Collars & Co. is exploding and have gone viral on social media thanks to the $1 million investment they received on Shark Tank from Mark Cuban and Peter Jones. You don't have to worry about collars that flop down and spread out. They stay firm and sharp all day. It's an amazing array of sweaters, quarter zips, pants, and outerwear. If you're looking for the performance dress shirt or polo that looks great all day, check out collarsandco.com. Use promo code Brian for 15% off of any purchase of $100 or more. That's promo code Brian.
Take you back to November 2022 when Joe Biden turned 80 and he really tried to downplay it. He knew there was already talk about his age. He spent that week, this is how he celebrated. It was a birthday brunch, Thanksgiving week, between a family trip and his granddaughter's wedding. Very low-key, he stayed out of the spotlight that week. President Trump, meanwhile, is building an illuminated octagon with a 92-foot portable canopy stage known as the Claw, where he and thousands of spectators will watch half-naked men brutally assault each other. So to each their own, I suppose.
For more on this, let's go to political commentator Adam Hunter. Now, an outstanding comedian, Adam Hunter, from Gutfeld, in his own stage career. How do you feel about that comparison, Adam?
I mean, it's ridiculous. Look,
I mean, half-naked men. It's called UFC,
well,
you idiot.
It's better than when Al Sharpton called it, like, slavery.
Yeah.
Which I said, like, you know, which one of the jokes I wrote for Greg was like, yeah, cause I never masturbated to Roots. but it's just, look, Trump likes a lot of the things that I like. He likes these, you know, Rush Hour. He likes fighting. He likes
Rush Hour, the movie.
Yeah, some of the same music. So I happen to love it.
Right.
You know, I happen to love it. I used to work for the UFC. They hired me to roast fighters. Very, very safe.
Really?
For like 6 years. It's a very safe job. A couple fighters got mad. John Jones, who's like the most powerful black heavyweight since Lizzo. he got upset. Other people. But I think it's great. You know, I mean, a lot of people are excited about it. I don't know if you know this, but Don Lemon has already asked to check all the cups on the guys.
which is good. He's volunteering?
Yeah, he's volunteering. Yeah, yeah. Bill Clinton is already in the dressing room with the ring girls,
right.
which is nice.
Make sure they know what they're doing.
They're basing the leather on Nancy Pelosi's face,
right,
of the gloves. it's going to be – and they have a couple backups. Like, in case the fights don't happen, they have a couple guys. Like, they're going to have John Fetterman versus Pants. they're going to have Laura Loomer fight what's her name? Caitlyn.
Caitlyn Jenner?
No, Caitlyn Jenner.
She would lose, right?
Whatever her name is.
Marjorie Taylor Greene?
Yeah, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Yeah, I mean, just mine as well. I think it's going to be great. I'm excited for it. They say it might rain.
And her butch body.
And her butch body. Yeah, and Jasmine Crockett. They're all going to be there. No, Candace Owens is what I was checking up.
Right.
Yeah, but they're saying it might rain, which is not good because I think Liz Warren was dancing on the White House lawn, trying to get a rain dance going.
Because she's against it.
Against it.
Understood.
A lot of people are against it.
It's an outdoor event. Do you know this? I'm just going to throw this at you. Do you know that Karen Bass's brother is suing the city of Los Angeles because his house burned down? Does he know who his sister is? The mayor that let it burn down?
It's the craziest, you know, it's the worst sibling feud since Ilhan Omar and her brother got divorced.
Right. Still hurting.
Yeah, that's still hurting. It's crazy. I mean, can't, like, Karen Bass just, like, Venmo the guy money at the dinner? I mean, how awkward is it? First of all, the class
isn't
action.
Isn't there some hospice money laying around she could use?
I think it's in the reservoir. I think that's where the votes were for Spencer, for what's her name?
Spencer Pratt?
Yeah, Spencer Pratt. Oh, God. I mean, they can't fix anything in California except an election.
Right.
Nothing else can be fixed.
And we don't know if it's fixed.
We don't know if it's fixed.
Right, because you remember, when you're on with me, I'm a journalist, and you have to be Adam Hunter, the journalist. Why were you the most upset about the assassination attempt, or one of the most upset at the White House?
Because I got hired to write jokes for the president, for Trump. Which, by the way, I'm a comedian. If Biden would have hired me, I would have wrote jokes for him.
Absolutely.
I would have wrote jokes for Bill Clinton, Obama, George Bush.
Yeah.
It just happened to be Trump. I got hired for a speech that went, one of them went really well. I said, for one of the speeches I wrote, Liz Warren would be here but couldn't get a reservation. that went viral. That went all the way to Scott Bessent. on the Senate floor. She's like, he's like, you hear that like joke that I said about you? And she's like, I heard about Trump said about you. So yeah, I got hired to write for the White House Correspondents' Center. We were all excited. I had my whole family.
And it was a tough. It was a tough monologue.
It was going to be great. I don't want it because he's still going to do it in July.
He's going to do it.
Yeah.
Did he want an update?
I'm going to give him an update, okay. But I don't know what jokes from the past one he's going to use because okay. He's like, it was rough. He's like, I was all ready to go in there. It was a tough one. But the crazy part was like while the shooting was happening, they're like, it's like still might go on. Like the whole, so I was writing jokes while people were underneath the table.
Of the shooting.
Yeah. Like people were under.
Breaking news. Trump was
under the table, and I'm like, Bill Clinton heard there were girls at the table and ran to the event. And
right.
Man, that mentalist couldn't predict anything. Like, I was like, because they say it might go on. Like,
right.
You know, they told everyone to get down, and Nicki Minaj started dancing. Like, so, yeah, I was cranking them out, but, you know, maybe the next
one. So you answer the question. Adam Hunter can handle breaking news with breaking jokes.
Yes, you have.
All right, so, Adam, would you join me Sunday at 10 o'clock on One Nation? Is it too much to ask? Is it too much, Brian Kilmeade?
Of course. I'd love to.
Eastern time.
Yes.
All right. 100%. It's 7 o'clock. You still get home on time.
Thank you.
All right. Go Knicks. Right?
Yes. Of course.
Thank you.
Yes.
The grill is shot. The chairs are held together by optimism. And what happened to the rug? Sounds like your outdoor setup is not ready for patio season. Fix it all with Wayfair. Shop Wayfair for grills, rugs, furniture, and more. With 20 million five-star reviews, room of choice delivery, and expert setup on qualifying orders, it's never been easier to do more for less. Get 10% off your first eligible purchase. Hurry to Wayfair.com or download the app now.
Wayfair, every style, every home.